Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is KS1PPY activating the Fokker Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net's held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fokker Amateur Radio Association and uses a tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. Although tonight will probably be less technical and more social and friendly. let's see. Announcements. We have, of course, coming up this weekend, the ARRL Field Day. So Spiro will be having theirs at Crockett Park, June 26th and 27th. And there will be several other clubs in the area having their field day, so we encourage everybody to get out to those. We will have some testing sessions during the field day on both on the 26th and the 27th. The 26th, I believe, is down in Stafford, Curtis Walker Memorial Park is, I believe, the park, and there will be one on Sunday at Crockett Park. Fairly sure if you need more information on it, please make sure you email K4TER, that's Kilo 4 Tango Echo Romeo, at ARRL.org, and Kay can give you some any additional information you need for pre-registration or restrictions, anything you might need for that particular day. The only other announcement I have is the monthly club meeting on July 8th, 2021 at 7:15. I believe it'll be another in-person meeting over at the PATH Foundation. And I'd like to call out anybody else that has any other announcements that I've missed. Please call now.
Good evening, Sippy. This is K4TER.
K4TER. Go ahead. KS1PPY.
Thanks, KS1PPY. I just wanted to remind everyone out there that's listening that we do have a test session at Crockett Park starting at 9 o'clock next Sunday. So if y'all are interested in upgrading or getting your technician's license, please send me an email at kilo4tangoechoromeo@arrl.net. Thanks a lot. Back to Ned.
Ah, appreciate it. Glad to get all the right info in there. So let's go ahead for a round of check-ins and get everybody logged into the net, and we'll go for our discussion. Anybody wants to join us, give me a call slowly and phonetically, and just call KS1PPY.
This is K1 Hotel Tango Victor.
King Ocean 4 Charlie Lincoln Robert.
Early November.
KX4 KU.
Kilo 4 Bravo Oscar X-ray.
Kilo November 4 Sierra Papa Lima.
KK4 EPQ. Kilo Kilo 4 Echo.
This is Kilo Oscar 4 Papa Hotel Mike Rick and Culpepper.
This is Kilo Oscar 4 Lima Lima Charlie George and Chancellorsville.
Okay, hold up there just for a second. I had a couple doubles and one, I guess it was an Echolink check-in. I should have tried for the Echolinks first because he overran everybody and kind of got it in there. The Echolink listener, please give me your call again if you would, please.
My apologies. My call sign is Kilo Kilo 4 Echo Papa Quebec. I'm having to use Echolink because my radio keeps blowing the circuit breaker. I have very many questions this evening. Thank you.
Oh, no worries, no problem. I should have asked for Echo Links because they tend to override everything else. Okay, so far I have K1HTV, Rich, good evening. I got KO4CLR, Lexi, good to have you. KX4KU, Kevin. K4BOX, Garth. KN4SBL, Bob. KK4Echo Papa Quebec, if I've got that right. And KO4PHM. KO4LLC, speed. Is there anybody that I missed?
Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Charlie November.
Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Kilo November.
Okay, so you picked up KO4 BCN Mike and KO4 QKN Alan, right?
Negative KO Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Kilo November James.
Oh, roger. Okay, that is what it says. I was mistaking you for someone who went by their middle name, Alan, but you are James. Okay, my apologies. Okay, any other check-ins before I get started?
KO4, Lima, Kilo, X-ray.
Okay, and we picked up KO4, Lima, Kilo, X-ray, Tim, and Casanova. For tonight's subject, I really was going to kind of keep it informal. I like to have two subjects for people to comment on, for old hams and new hams alike. The first topic is, how was your Father's Day? What did you do? What did you do for your father? Or what was done for you? And that'll be one subject. The other is, how has ham radio or how has amateur radio changed your outlook on things? I'll give an example. Since becoming a ham, I've started to notice in movies and TV when they're doing it wrong or when they're doing it a way that I don't think would be the way it is. I was watching a short film the other day and it revolved around a guy that had his little ham radio out in a shack in the middle of the woods somewhere, and that was how his only way of communicating. And when they depicted him on the radio, he actually gave real in quotes, call signs, and was calling CPU the way that I figured a ham would. But I've noticed other movies where they get it wrong, and that's kind of a change. I've never paid attention to how they depict amateur radio in movies before. So how has ham radio changed your life? Oh, but before we go on that, does anybody have a more technical topic or anything that they had a burning question about? Please call me now.
Kilo, Kilo, 4, Echo, Papa, Quebec. My question is perhaps a little novice. I'm a technician still studying for my general, and I'm not quite clear on grounding an antenna because I live in a townhome, and I can't quite put a copper rod into the ground to ground it. And I would be appreciative of thoughts or advice of how to ground an antenna when you don't really have a way of grounding it to a rod.
Ah, fair enough. The infamous grounding questions. You'll find grounding as a topic that has a lot of different discussion, because you'll have to specify to us, are you talking about grounding it for signals to improve your signal quality? Are you talking about grounding it for lightning protection? Or there's one other ground, electrical ground for the flow of electrons. That's probably going to be the. Do you want to clarify what it is that you're trying to accomplish with the grounding before we try it? Go ahead, KO4.
Yes, sir. So that would be grounding it probably for electrical. I have a Yaesu FT290, and it's connected to my power supply. It's connected to the 2-meter antenna. And I find that when I try to broadcast on 5 watts, it will actually shut down the radio or that I actually can't get the transmit signal out. And before, when I used to be in ham radio and fell out, I remember we had to drive a copper rod into the ground and attach a wire to the antenna so that way the signal would actually get out and people could actually hear me. I'm not too worried about lightning strikes per se. And again, I'm still very much a novice, so forgive my lack of knowledge in this area. More, I'm just trying to make it work, I guess.
Okay, yeah. Usually when you get done with what you're doing, just throw out your call sign, say back to net or something like that, just to let us know that you've completed your thought and completed your question. But that's fine. We'll move on from that. And knowing your more technical questions will get you better answers. And the only way to learn is to throw it out there and ask. So we'll kick off with K1HTV. Your Father's Day grounded comments. Go ahead, Rich.
This is K1HTV in Amosville, Virginia. Happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there. Had a very enjoyable Father's Day today. Went to the new Mexican restaurant. Had a very delicious meal with my son Andy. And very fortunate to meet Alexi, KO4CLR there. Thank you to Alexi. And anyway, we had a very, very enjoyable afternoon and a very pleasant day, although it was kind of warm. And after finishing with the meal over at the Mexican place, it went next door to Harbor Freight and picked up some stuff at the, that's the hardware candy store. So a very, very good day. As far as the grounding system, the grounding question, the station mentioned that when it uses even a low power, it's shutting down the radio. It sounds like if the radio is getting shut down when he tries keying it, I wonder if there's a problem with the antenna itself. If it's not looking like a 50-ohm load, it's probably a... So the first question is, what's the SWR on the antenna if you have an SWR bridge? At the radio itself, what is the SWR, what's the standing wave ratio of the antenna? That may be causing some of the problems he's been experiencing. And as far as the ground, make sure, well, if you can't get to a ground, if you're anywhere near any kind of a water pipe, if it's not plastic, well, a lot of them are plastic, if you have a copper water pipe that goes to the water feed, that's probably a second best. If it's plastic, well, forget about it. If you can get to the house ground, I'm not sure if you can, where the power comes into the house, there's usually a ground rod there, but in the condo, I'm not sure how that, where that might be. So it's kind of a tough one. But curious about the radio itself, why it's not functioning, what might be happening. That might be a clue to what's going on here. Other than that, as far as ham radio, changing the way you look at things, well, been in it for so long, I've seen it from so many different angles, and you know, you mentioned about the TV shows and the movies, and of course now that we know more and more about the hobby and what the way to do things, you do catch those faux pas where they don't quite do it right on the TV shows or the movies, and they take liberties on the way where they do put the movie together. Portraying ham radio. Anyway, let me pass back to net control and see what the others have to say, and I'm just curious to learn more about that radio problem that the gentleman has. KO4, KS1PPY from K1HTV.
Yeah, it's fine business. Yeah, I was going to say, some hams have been in there for so long, they probably don't remember what life was like before ham radio, but it is just a curiosity thought. Yep, and when we get down to his turn, he can expound on it, and we can do another round or even discuss after the net, too. So that'll work out. KO4CLR, Lexi, give us your comments. Father's Day, antenna grounding, what you doing? KS1PPY.
This is KO4CLR. Good evening, everyone on the net tonight. My Father's Day started off with a breakfast prepared by my teenage children, and there was no fire alarm involved. The breakfast was tasty. Followed that up with a walk around the Warrenton car show there at the American Legion. Then we had the quick lunch where, again, got to meet Rich and his son again. And then took a drive out to Luray, came back, and here we are on the net. As far as antenna grounding, Rich, that's a... MacGyver idea with the copper pipes for the house. I had never thought about that, but that opens up a lot of avenues for me. I just never even thought about that. And as far as on radio in media, the only comment I have on that, when I grab a nickel, the only comment I have on that is on Last Man Standing, if you watch in the background, they have a Kenwood receiver set up, and it looks like it's on, I want to say, 20 meters. And I did a little bit of research later on, and apparently while on set, the cast members that were actually licensed hams would actually make CQs during breaks. But I don't know if that's obviously the show's off the air, so I don't know if they still do that. But I always thought that was really interesting, and until it was pointed out to me and I started looking, they usually, Tim's boss has the radio there in the background of his office, and it's on at a frequency. But anyway, this is KO4CLR. Happy Father's Day again to everyone, and back to Ned.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, I was going to actually take our Jeep and set up a booth over at the auto show today if work hadn't changed stuff up. That's a pity I missed you on that. But, yeah, it's funny you mentioned the last man standing. I actually have a QSL card from one of the work stations from Last Man Standing. If you look on the groups.io, there's several of us that work that station. Several of the cast members and crew are hams. And if you work them during any particular activity or something like that, they would send you an email and you can pull down a QSL card from the set of Last Man Standing. So that's cool. I think I got one of their QRT cards because it did go off the air. But, yeah, if you look around, you can find that. KX4KU, Kevin, give us your Father's Day report, antenna grounding, or life before ham radio. Over.
KS1PPY, KX4KU. Well, I haven't heard anything for Father's Day, but that's not unusual for me. Long story. Anyway, so as for the way I heard the question originally is that he was blowing a circuit breaker when he tried to use the radio. I thought that's what it was. So I would need to clarify, depending on which circuit he has power supply stuck in and how much power he's running, that could affect it. But I didn't understand the question well enough. My life before ham radio, really didn't have exactly one without it either, just because I grew up with my grandfather and him passing out, talking to me every week about it. So I've kind of been in the hobby since I was pretty much a wee lad, as they say. Last thing with Field Day, if you're listening to this, Matt, and you're not a ham yet, or just, you know, listening and want to come visit, you know, you can come by Crockett Park on Field Day on Saturday and just do our thing. So I'll do a little marketing for the Field Day there. So thank you very much for doing the net tonight, Sophie. KS1, PPUI, KX4KU, back to net.
I appreciate it. Yeah, a little club PR. I love it. Get them out there and come see us and attach faces to names to call signs. But now that we've gotten through the pandemic, it's time to get back to eyeball QSOs. And if I remember his trouble in question correctly, what he was saying was that the radio would power down. It wasn't tripping breakers. It would just shut off its transmit, like the radio would shut down and turn back on. But we'll get down to him and he can clarify, give us a little more information here in a bit. K4BOX, this is KS1PPY with the Farinet. Go ahead and give us your comments, over.
KS1PPY, this is K4BOX. Thanks for running the net tonight, Sippy. I appreciate it. And hello to everyone. I hope everybody's having all the fathers out there are having a good Father's Day. I've had a wonderful day. We spent some time with my father-in-law in the morning, and then we came back here to our place and, you know, had a wonderful little celebration here, which I greatly appreciated. As for your other questions, I don't really have any comments about the grounding, but the life before ham radio, your point about seeing the inappropriate use of radio or incorrect use of radio in movies. I've noticed that more and more over the last couple of years, and it's kind of funny to see and know that, you know, the radios that they use in the movies wouldn't actually function the way that they try to make it out to be. So that's totally true. So that's it for me. And K4BOX, back to net.
Yeah, Roger. One of the major plot points of the particular one I was talking about was where he burned out a tube in his radio, and just grabbed a nearby piece of alien technology and was able to replace a tube in there to make it work. which made me even further go, that's not how it works, but that's a whole other subject. That's on business. KN4SPL, Bob, good to see your comments, over.
KS1PPY from KN4SPL. Good evening, Sippy, and everyone on the net. Let's see, not to add a lot to the grounding, let's see where else where I'm at this weekend. For Father's Day, I had a wonderful day today, had a nice long conversation with my son. He's down in Richmond now, and my daughter came by to wish me a happy Father's Day, and I was very happy to see her and have good fellowship with her today, so that was all very good. Let's see what's happened this weekend in ham radio. I just did a wonderful open box on my new ICOM 9700. Has not been powered up yet, but it's sitting on the sitting in the shack, getting ready to get. Ready to get powered up, so I'm looking forward to getting to know this new wonderful rig, this IC9700. So looking forward to getting.
Oh, sounds good. 9700 sounds like too pretty of a radio not to be hooked up. I think I'd have been trying to get that thing up there before I got on the net, but that's just me. I get too excited about that kind of stuff. KK4 Echo Papa Quebec. Go ahead and give us your comments.
KK4 EPQ, thank you very much. So I'll clarify a bit and I apologize. A little nervous because this is my very first net. When I originally set this setup, originally in a house in Georgia, I would have the radio shut down if it was not properly grounded. And I solved that issue by connecting it to a copper rod driven into the ground. But now that I'm in this condo, I will definitely try out the water pipe. I do have access to a water pipe, an outdoor spigot that could work. I've also read that I could somehow plug it into the house ground, though I'm not sure quite what that is. As far as the circuit breakers, I apologize, but I think I... excuse me, confuse things with that. I just have very poor wiring, and when I crank up the radio, it trips the circuit breakers. But that's a completely different issue, separate from the...
Ah, sounds good. Another one that ham radio is life. As far as the grounding thing goes, there, what I've done on some of my for the electronic portion of it was to take an extension cord, you know, one of those big old plugs that you get at Home Depot, and dig out the positive and negative portions of it so that it just has the ground plug, the center plug down there at the bottom with a nice big green wire coming out of that, and I've used that to electrically ground things before. That's, I think, what they talk about access to the house ground or to, you know, like the if you go outside, usually the house ground goes down to a ground rod. That's maybe some other options, may not be the best ones, but just one that I've heard of doing and have done just to get an electrical ground. It's no good for lightning or other such stuff, but I'm sure others will have more to say on that method. But good to hear. And if we have more questions, we'll come by in the second round or after the net. KO4PHM. Richard, go ahead. Okay, it's possible I could have got that call sign wrong. I've got KO4 Papa Hotel Mike. You still there?
Like maybe battery.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Sounds like either a battery or we heard it key up, but not any audio. And all right, so we'll give you a chance to mess with the battery. Come back to you here in a second. KO4 LLC, go ahead and give us your comment.
Good evening, Sippy, everyone on the net. I was just thinking about the grounding thing. I found when I was helping my father clean his basement up that his house was built in the 90s, and they did some very hinky things with the grounding to the house. There's actually a ground rod outside, but all the pipes in the house are plastic, and they actually try to tie all the grounds to the pipes. So now I'm kind of looking at what needs to be done here to make sure this is really grounded, because he's actually blown out his air conditioner over the years, and I'm kind of wondering now that we're having this discussion if that is related, especially after I'm looking at, you know, all the issues when we were doing radio stuff, you know, that, you know, people are fusing different parts, including the return on the grounds and stuff. So that sounds very interesting. So may want to double check that you really have real metal pipes all the way out to the ground. KO4 LLC, back to net.
Roger that. Yeah, that sounds like it could be an issue. One thing I forgot to add on that house ground tie-in, I have a little tester. It's a little plug-in thing you can get from Home Depot for about $15 or so, and it's got little LEDs on the back. You plug it into the outlet, and it'll tell you whether or not it's got a good ground to it. I'd have to see if I can find a model number on it or not, but you definitely want to, before you start trying to ground to that house ground, you get one of those little testers, and you plug it in, and it'll tell you whether or not that particular outlet does have a good ground to it. Or take a multimeter and find something that's ground and put it on there, see how many ohms of resistance you got. It should be zero if it's actually tied to a ground somewhere, but that's one qualifier for that whole possible setup. KO4BCN, Mike, give us your comments, over.
KO4BCN here. Yes, well, my day, let's see, I spent some time finishing up making my HU100 tuner, antenna tuner kit, so I'm hoping to be able to test that out a little bit later. Been doing a lot of stuff on FT8. I think I saw a Sippy out there on at least once this last few days. I am also lamenting the death of my Vanagon, my mobile shack that I'm sure some of you have seen at the testing session there at the airport, threw a rod last weekend, so it is down for the season, so I no longer have anything mobile. Well, I have normal cars, but there's no radios in them, no extra batteries, no solar power, so that's kind of a bummer. But otherwise, I've just been kind of doing projects, especially today, inside the house, because it's too hot out there. I would have been at that car show in Warrenton, but again, no van, so not as fun. But anyway, KO4BCN, back to net.
Oh, no. Tragedy has struck. A moment of silence for the Vanagon. That's terrible. I'm sorry to hear that, my friend. Hopefully you'll get some radios and other vehicles or other ideas, or get an engine replaced. It'll be nice to see the Vanagon up and going. But that's a shame. KO4QKN. James, go ahead and give us your comments, over.
KS1PBI. This is KO4QKN. I want to say thanks to Zippy for doing the net, and happy Father's Day to everybody. My Father's Day was very well. My son and I and my wife, we did a seafood boil and had that, a little apple pie. It's a wonderful time with the family. A couple games of Uno, sucking up the air conditioning, mainly. So it was a good day. Life before ham, well, really didn't have much of a life in the realm of radios. I did do some CB back in the days as a child, but that was about it. New as a ham, had my technician for just about a month now. Looking forward to field day, and
looks like we may have had another battery die. We lost you after looking forward to field day. KO4QKN, give it another shot.
KO4QKN, hopefully you can hear me. Just looking forward to the field day and immersing myself into all the vast knowledge I can pick up. KO4QKN, back to net.
Oh, fair enough. Well, we look forward to having you out there, and we're no worries on how that goes. KO4LKX, it says Tim and Casanova. Give us your comments, over.
It's been a pretty good day. I was, unfortunately, I couldn't have my kids with me because I started a new job. I don't have vacation time, so they're with their mom on vacation. But I got to go see my dad and spend some time with my family, so that that wound up being a pretty good day. I'm just starting out into all the ham stuff, so my life before ham was just, I guess, an ordinary life. Didn't really know much about it until I recently got started into all this a couple months ago. It's been fun learning, so I'm just looking to keep on expanding my knowledge. KO4LKX back to net.
Sounds good. It's changing your life already, as it were. Real quick, I just want to double check and make sure. I know Katie came in and gave us an announcement, but K4TER, I don't know if I logged you in or if you're still out there. Would you like to give us a comment? Okay, nothing heard. Let's go back to KO4PHM. We'll give it another try. Give us a call. This is KS1PPY with the Sunday Night Service.
This is KO4PHM. I just spent Father's Day at home. And as far as life before ham, I've always been interested in amateur radio, but once I got the steady guide out, I was kind of intimidated. My brother got me a handheld, and I kind of got reinterested in it all, and so here I am now. Still new, you know, just like about 2.5 months, I guess, still new, but now talking to you guys from my new ham shack, so everything's new, antenna mounted and everything, so pretty happy about that. So I would definitely be staying with 2 meter for a while until I learn everything about it, then I'll go for my general. This is KO4PHM back to net.
Good deal. Yep, you're in the right place to learn stuff and in the right group of people. And that's the end of the list for the time being. Let's go ahead and get, is there anybody out there, late check-ins or rechecks? Call now.
K1HTV, recheck.
K1RA, mobile.
KO4LUA.
Okay, we picked up K1RA. Andy, good to hear from you. KO4LUA, Chuck, good to hear from you as well. We'll start off with K1HTV's recheck, so you can give us some good information if we have another recheck.
So this is K1HTV. Yeah, perfect. KK4E, is it EEQ? Anyway, or EQQ. There's a question on the radio. What kind of radio is it, first of all? And when he keys it, what happens when he keys the radio? Is it an AM radio? FM radio? Is it a CW or sideband radio? Does the radio put out any power, or then blow a circuit breaker, or then shut down? Is it possibly kicking the GFI? Is there RF? How's the SWR looking? There's quite a few questions to be asked before we can really come to an answer as to what might be happening there. I think I forgot to mention 6 meters was open to Northern Europe a couple of days ago, to the Baltic countries, and also worked a new country, the 163rd country, which is OJ0's Charlie on Market Reef, very rare expedition up to Market Reef, which is owned by Finland. So that's it, but that station can stick around after the net. Maybe we can home in on what's actually happening and how to fix it. Back to net, K1HTV.
Yeah, fine business. We'll get him to do a recheck here at the end or after the net, and we'll home in on that. And Roger on the 6 meters. I've had a lot of fun with that band lately. K1RA, give us your comments. We're talking life before ham radio. How has ham radio changed your life? Father's Day plans? Or anything that you know about antenna grounding or grounding for KK4EPQ's issue with his radio.
Yeah, good evening, Sippy, and everyone on the net. Pedestrian mobile, walking around, enjoying the longest day of the year, enjoying the remainder of the sunlight. Life before radio, not non-existent. As some of the others commented, I too grew up with an amateur extra in the house, so if you don't know K1HTV, you'll know him soon. And Got my license, my novice, back when they had the novice ticket, back when I was 12, so started pretty early in the hobby. Really got sucked into the radio sport or contesting facet, and ever since been into building stations and electronics, which turned into a career in electrical engineering, and that's all she wrote. Looking forward to Field Day. I'll be sponsoring the VHF station, so for those interested in operating 6 meters. If we have good propagation Saturday or Sunday, come on by and maybe show you a little bit of what 6 meters is like. As far as Father's Day, as a father myself, I actually am bacheloring it this week. Dropped my wife and daughter off at the Union Station on Friday. Went down to see Amy's mom in South Carolina. So I have a week to do all my own projects and hobbies without interruption. But I did spend the lunch with my dad, K1HTV. We met over at the New Mexican restaurant next to Harbor Freight. Had a great lunch. Would like to thank one of the club members on this net this evening for our lunch. It was paid for. Many thanks. As we sat there for 10 minutes waiting for the check until the guy said, you may leave now, because it's been paid for. I went over to Harbor Freight and got some stuff there and went our separate ways. Radio-wise, just kind of getting stuff ready for field day. Built a bunch of PCs for those of you on the PVRC reflector, trying to push those out the door, and a little bit of extra cash has gone towards a new SDR that I'll hopefully see in a week, an RX 888 Mark II, very wideband SDR produced by two fellows out of China who are very active on the groups, IO Next Gen SDR group, if you're interested in that leading edge stuff. And that's about it. Back to Nat. This is K1RA, Pedestrian Mobile.
Yeah. Mitch left out the check part. That is fantastic. It's good to hear and good deal on the SDR. And yeah, I think if I remember correctly, I'm signed up to work that station primarily. I don't know if I signed up for any of the others. So yeah, definitely come by and we'll explore the 6 meters. KO4LUA, Chuck, give us your comments.
KO4LUA. Yeah, Father's Day. My kids got me a couple really neat signs to put up in my shack, and I posted it on QRZ, so they can be seen there. They're very unique, and it goes good with the atmosphere. Actually, I'm having a dilemma right now. I was trying to plug in my MCX back into my pan adapter on my radio, and I must have hit something or did something because it shut down. So I don't know what happened. So I guess I'm going to have to search for a repair shop to see. Must have shorted out something or done something. It's got a pan adapter I put in there. And I tried to plug it in, and it didn't like it. So I don't know what happened. As far as light before radio, I guess I haven't really considered it. It is my life now, so that's where I'm at right now. I'm a ham radio operator. KO4LUA.
It's always a shame to hear radios having problems and not acting the way that you expected them to. Hopefully the pan adapter didn't short anything out. I've got a little time left. We'll do one more call for check-ins or rechecks, and then we'll call it a night. This is KS1PPY with the Sunday Night Service Net. Any late check-ins or rechecks, give me a call.
KS1PPY, and ask your WBATCN Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November. W8BT.
KK4EPQ recheck.
Okay, I got... I always get your call sign wrong. WD8S. Give me your call sign again one more time, over.
Yeah, I have it, Cynthia. It's Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November, QCN, or Quarks, Charms, and Neutrinos.
There we go, WD8QCN. I apologize for getting it wrong. For me, it just seems to be a tongue-tire here and there. All right, we got W8BT. Travis has joined us, and KK4EPQ for the recheck. Let's go ahead, KK4EPQ, give us your recheck, a little bit more clarification since you're on Echolink and it takes you a little bit to get in there, but we'll go with yours first. Go ahead.
Thank you, and I also want to thank K1RA Andy for actually telling me about this net, and as to K1HTV, my father did gift me an SWR meter that I completely forgot about until you mentioned it, so I'll definitely try that. I also have an outlet tester I have a GFC outlet where I think this will go, and I will also test with the multimeter to make sure everything's kosher and plugging that in. As far as the radio, it's a Yaesu Foxtrot Tango 2900, and I believe it's just grounding the antenna will solve that problem. I'm in a pretty old house, so hopefully no plastic pipes. KK4EPQ back to net.
Okay, fine business. FT2900. Well, I'll have to mark that down, and if you stick around after the net, we may have more questions and be able to help you. But it sounds like you got some good ideas and got it in hand, and we're glad the net could help you out. WDA-QCN, go ahead and give us your comment.
All right, good evening, Sippy, and everyone on the net. Been living the life here this week. Finally got a proper interface for working FT8 and the other digital modes. I'm working TI3 ATS on FT8 right now as we speak, doing a little multitasking here. And, it's been great. Worked so many countries the last couple of weeks that I've never heard on the air before. It's just fantastic. I'm surprised it took me this long to get on. The other big one is I'm teaching a ham radio class over at Henry Lodge. We started this past Saturday, had 8 folks in person and about 3 attending remotely. So pretty good turnout for that little group. And hoping to bring a couple of them down to the field day site to see field day firsthand in action. Swing by and bring out some drinks and snacks and so forth while we're down there. So. Looking forward to meeting everybody. I haven't made a club meeting in person yet, so looking forward to seeing y'all. KS1PPY on the net, WD8QCN.
Well, definitely sounds good. Bring them down, get them introduced, and that's great. Great on the classes. I'm glad to hear you got a good turnout for it. WABT, Travis, go ahead and give us your comments. Over.
Hey, good evening, Sippy, and all on the net. This is WABT. Had a good day today. Life before ham radio, I've only been a ham for about 5 or 6 years now, but a lot of trouble before that, but and still kind of working out those issues, but in the last week or so, I've kind of got a new addiction now. I've started walking and counting my steps. I've done over 5.5 miles today. I started off with a mile walk before 10 a.m. this morning, and just finished up a 2-mile walk, so starting to feel a lot better here, and maybe getting away from the demons that have haunted me before ham radio. But I've always had an interest kind of in radio and electronics since I was a kid, but just never had the influence. I didn't have an extra in the house like Andy, but anyway, looking forward to field day, and just want to wish all the fathers a happy Father's Day, and I'm interested now to try the new Mexican restaurant there next to Harbor Freight. I know I love the one up in Haymarket, El Vaquero West, and the offshoot of that, Hector's over in Noakesville. So I'm curious to see how the one in Warrenton compares. And I've always loved my Tippy's Taco in Warrenton. That was my parents have been taking me there since I was like 5 years old, I think. But anyway, hope everybody has had a great Father's Day. This is W8BT back to me.
HTV recheck.
K1HTV recheck. Go ahead.
Good. On the FT2900, it's a 75-watt radio, which means it's probably going to consume 150 watts to put out 75 watts. If that radio is being run at that kind of power, I'm curious what the power supply is. Do you have a power supply that will supply at least 15 amps or so? 14 to 15 amps is what it's going to be drawing if it's set to high power. And what kind of antenna are you feeding? I'm curious, maybe that might shed some light into KK4EPQ's problem. Over.
Oh, roger that. Okay, KK4EPQ, you want to answer those questions, and we'll continue on.
KK4EPQ, I did not hear the first question, but on the second, as far as what the antenna is, I have no idea. I went to an HRO in Duluth, Georgia, and said, I'm a 2-meter, have my technicians, what antenna do I need for this radio? And they said, this one works, and that's all I have. KK4EPQ, back to net.
Follow-up question, K1HTV. All right, where is the antenna located? Is it outside? How long is a piece of coax going to it? Or do you have the antenna in the shack? And the first question was, what are you using for a power supply? Over.
The antenna is outside, bolted to a wooden fence, and it's about a 15-foot coax to the radio. And as far as the power supply at the moment, I'm unable to tell you what that is, other than it is about 10 inches cubed. And it's another thing I inherited from my father, who, unfortunately, he was November 4, Bravo, Papa, Papa, and he got out of ham radio in the late 90s. And so when I suddenly got into it, he said, well, here's the little bit of stuff that I have left. And so that's kind of what I'm working with.
This is K1HTV. It's very possible that the power supply is not husky enough to provide the current needed for that radio, and the power supply may be shutting down. And if that's the case, the radio is not going to work. So put a voltmeter on the power supply, key the radio, see if the power supply hangs up near 13.8 volts or so. And when you key the radio, if it sags down, then it's definitely a power supply issue. Your power supply may not be sufficiently large enough to handle that kind of current. So anyway, some things to do. You got the voltmeter, you got the SWR bridge. The SWR should be close to 1:1. And make sure that the bridge you have is good for VHF. If it's only made for the HF bands, you may not read accurately on 2 meters. So a couple of things to think about. That's about it. Back to net control, K1HTV.
All right, sounds good. We're coming up on the 1 hour mark, so we'll go ahead and close up this net. Feel free to continue the conversation on the repeater after the net is finished and ask questions and get answers. We can even walk you through stuff, but we'll go ahead and close this for the moment. Stand by for tones. And this has been KS1PPY for the Farinet. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. If you'd like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website at w4va.org, or you can send an email to farinet@w4va.org for any topics you'd like to have discussed. This is KS1PPY closing the net and returning the repeater to normal use. Thank you, everybody, and have a good night. 7:30.
This is Kilo Kilo for Echo Papa Quebec. Thank you very much for all the wonderful advice. I am ecstatic to go try it all out right now, even though it's almost 9 o'clock at night. And I will definitely look into all of this and check on the power supply. I hope that I can figure it out. I will let you all know on next week's next. So thank you very much. And 73s, KK4EPQ out.
KK4EPQ from K1HTV. Glad to hopefully be of some help. And I'll have the radio on for at least another half an hour. It goes off on a timer, so I'll be listening to at least till 9:30 or so. And then it goes off the air and comes back on about 6:45 in the morning. So if you don't hear me on tonight, give me a call anytime during the day or evening. I'm usually listening. And don't miss too much on what's happening in the repeater. Hope you can find out the cause of the problem and see if it... how it might perform. If you have a low power position on the radio, you might want to power that thing down if it has a multi-position. I've not looked at the manual yet, but I do see it is a 75 watt 2 meter radio. So check if you've got the book on it. See if it's possible to crank it down to a low power position and see if it functions normally on low power. If it does, but not on high power, it's probably the power supply sagging and it's just not big enough to handle that kind of current that's needed to get the full 75 watts out. Anyway, name here again is Rich, R-I-C-H, Rich. I didn't catch your handle. You might pass the name, pass it along, and then good luck with troubleshooting. KK4EPQ from K1HTV. And where are you located?
K1HTV, I am located in Burke, Virginia. I was in Springfield yesterday when I spoke to Andy. Yes.
Very good. This is K1HTV. You might pass along your name also. Okay, on the gear being old, well, being from the 90s, it's, in time, after, 20, 25 years, it's possible that the power supply capacitors are drying out, and you may not have good filtering, and it could contribute to the problem. So if that's the case, you may want to also put the voltmeter across the DC supply and put it under load and see what kind of AC ripple you might see. You have to put the meter in the AC position, and you should not see more than a couple tenths of a of AC ripple. You might see a volt or two or three or maybe even more of AC ripple, which would indicate possibly a failure of some of the large capacitors used in the power supply. So anyway, have fun. It's part of the fun of the hobby, learning and experimenting and knowing your equipment and how to use it, and it's just a part of the hobby. When you're all finished, you'll continue learning, and I'm almost near 80, and I'm still learning. You never stop learning, not until the day you die anyway. 7-3, and pass along your name before you go. This is K1HTV.
I understand that much too well, sir. Thank you. K1HTV, my name is Jonathan. Jonathan Prosy is my name, and my father is Paul Prosy, in November 4, Bravo, Papa, Papa. And then my mother was November 4, Hotel India Echo. So I will definitely look forward to trying all this out, and I will definitely let you know, sir. Thank you very much, and 73, good evening.
73, Jonathan. This is K1HTV clear, and I'll be monitoring. K1HTV, KX4O. John, KX4O, K1HTV, good evening. I hope you had a very nice Father's Day.
Oh, yeah, did. And happy Father's Day to you as well. I overheard you were at a Mexican restaurant this morning. Hey, listen. I'm over at Brad's house. We're having great success getting my ICOM and the computer that will be used meshed together. But I had a couple questions.
Go ahead.
In 2019, what did we do to unite FT8, whatever program, and LNMM? They were somehow synergized, were they not?